This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
super impressive. I mean, we open up a slurpy can of cranberry gelled cranberries and call it good, you know.
But you know, we've made this green jello. It was for my grandma for years. It's in like a bunch shaped cake, and it's absolutely horrid. And
yeah. It's horrid.
There's cottage cheese in it and green jello and
stuff. No, not the cottage cheese green jello bundt cake thing.
I love cottage cheese so much. I mean, I can't say with jello, but
no.
It's an abomination.
It's all we had. We were growing up. We had nothing.
It's just a crime against food right there. Although I can't hear green jello anymore without thinking, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Chevy Chase going, she wrapped her damn cat. With the cat food in the jello. This is a National Consumer Rights Day and a very short calendar today. This is Eggnog Day. Any eggnog being consumed at the Hagen family Christmas?
It's so funny you mentioned that. We never really have eggnog, but I've added it to my coffee the last few days, and it kind of is all right.
Okay. There we go. It seems to be the season for it. Eggnog or Tom and Jerry mix, hot buttered rum, all those things really good. So... All right. And then finally, do you have a special or favorite holiday soundtrack, song, artist, anything like that? For me, it's John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together. But anything from you?
I can't say. We watched The Grinch the other day with Jim Carrey. It's some great tunes, but I love McCartney's wonderful Christmas.
Oh, stop it, cheapers. All right, we'll deal with this after the news. Finally, on this day in 1818, a church choir in Austria introduced a new Christmas song for their midnight mass called Silent Night. And this is the version that John Denver and the Muppets did for their TV special back in the late 70s. More with Dan Hagen from WJFW, and we'll talk about the year in review coming up after news and more on Up North News Radio. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former president hospitalized this Christmas Eve. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is under routine observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. He was admitted Monday afternoon for testing after developing a fever. His spokesperson tells us he's awake, fine and alert, and in good spirits. Clinton, who is 78 years old, has been on a media tour in recent weeks promoting his latest book.
Doctors hopeful that Clinton will be out and with his family for Christmas Day tomorrow. We're still trying to figure out what's happening, but American Airlines has requested a ground stop for all of its flights today. It's said to be a technical issue that they are working on, and they say things should be back to normal soon. No consensus by the Committee on Foreign Investment on whether the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel would pose a U.S. security threat, so the decision on the $15 billion deal is being left up to President Biden. This is ABC News.